May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Well, good morning to everyone. Good morning. Good to be here as always. You know, today we find Jesus at the beginning of his ministry. John has baptized him in the Jordan River and been arrested by Herod. Satan has tested him in the wilderness, and now he has returned to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Jesus' actions model for us the life of the church. As the body of Christ in the world, we have been baptized by the same Spirit and live under the guidance of that Spirit. And now, we too find ourselves in our own wilderness, brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. This has been a bewildering and mysterious time, an anxious and unsettling time, frightening and heartrending, a time of testing and temptation, of revelation and transformation. We have had to do without comforts and necessities. Our hearts go out to those in Texas and elsewhere whose sufferings have revealed more challenges that must be addressed. We always pray for those who have died. And this morning I read that nearly 500,000, that's 500,000 Americans, have died in this country from COVID-19. Turmoil and loss are everywhere. Even in our everyday lives, we have done without things vital and desired, things we may have taken for granted, and others that we have treasured. I was on the phone the other day with Herb Fowler, and he's on the mend, and thanks all of you for your prayers. During our conversation, he said with some disbelief that he had not received Holy Communion in almost a year. Life in the wilderness. It's also a time of loss. I can say for myself that I have missed giving Herb Holy Communion, just as I have missed seeing all of you at the altar rail, hands held out, palms up to receive the consecrated wafer, as I say to each and every one of you, the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Such is life in the wilderness. COVID restrictions have kept Herb isolated at Anne Arundel Medical Center for going on 2 weeks. We pray that his recovery continues, and that is his distressing time of sickness will soon come to an end, and he and Susan will be reunited. Life gets turned upside down in the wilderness. Days blend together. The isolation brings introspection and reflection and frustration. Who isn't tired of being on lockdown with hospitals, nursing homes, and public spaces off limits? Yet, as I said, formation and transformation can happen in the wilderness. One example is the great story of the Israelites' 40-year sojourn through the desert. Here is a story of a people being tested, tempted, and formed. An entire generation passed away on that journey. The people who crossed the Red Sea were not the ones who crossed the Jordan River. When they came out of the wilderness, they were a new people, literally, figuratively, and spiritually. As we continue our wilderness journey, we are called to use this time wisely, never forgetting that the same Spirit that drove Jesus into the wilderness abides with us. This can be a time when we choose what we will bring with us when we leave this COVID wilderness. What new insights, what new dreams and plans for ministries to heal our beautiful yet wounded world. Of course, one of the temptations to be avoided is the yearning to go back to the old ways, to restore everything to the way it was, as if nothing had changed. Another story from the Hebrew children. It's that of the Israelites returning to Jerusalem after 50 years in exile in Babylon. This gives us a great illustration of a people struggling to resist that temptation to reconstruct the past. It is a story that is found in the Old Testament books of Ezra, Nehemiah, and Haggai. A story pertinent to our times in our church, and as you recall, one that we have been asked to study. Some of the returnees wanted the new temple to be exactly like the old one. Seems a temptation to relieve and relive or rebuild the past is powerful, especially when it is remembered as a time of glory. Yet memory often has a way of distorting the truth. For some, the past is best left in the past. For us, this wilderness time, and I might add this Lenten time, offers an opportunity for deep and intense discernment. Two verses from today's psalm come to mind, and though the psalmist prays for himself, we can use his words as a prayer for ourselves. Show us your ways, O Lord, and teach us your paths. Lead us in your truth and teach us, for you are the God of our salvation. In you we have trusted all the day long. As I said, we have been challenged to reflect on how we want to come out of this pandemic. What new paths will the Lord lay before us? What new ways will we be invited to express the ancient Christian proclamation, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near"? But what do these words mean for us? The people who first heard Mark's gospel and the words of Jesus understood them to mean the promised time of the Messiah had arrived. And not only that, but also that by the world-changing power of his resurrection, Jesus had been declared the Christ, God's anointed one. Indeed, at Jesus' baptism, the gospel writer tells us the heavens were torn apart, and the Spirit, like a dove descending, came upon Jesus, and he heard a voice from heaven say, "You are my beloved. With you, I am well pleased." With his coming, one era ended and another began. Joel Marcus puts it this way in his commentary on the Gospel of Mark. "The Kairos, the old evil age of Satan's dominion, is now fulfilled and at an end. The new age of God's rule is about to begin. The hearers are called to turn away from the old age that is now on its deathbed." This then, brothers and sisters, is the good news that we believe. The old has passed away, as St. Paul says. Everything has become new, and all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ. "Repent," says Jesus. "Turn from whatever pulls you from God, and then turn to God and believe in the good news." What good news, you might ask? What gospel? The time is fulfilled. And not only has the kingdom of God come near, but it is now present. Not fully present, but continually breaking in, continually manifesting itself. That is the reality of our lives. That is our witness and our proclamation. The gospel tells us that Jesus came out of the wilderness filled with purpose. He called his first disciples by the Sea of Galilee, then got into a duel with an unclean spirit in Capernaum, and you know who won. Scripture says that my Lord said, "Be silent and come out of him." The unclean spirit screamed and came out of the afflicted man, and there in that synagogue, the ruins of which still stand, the people were amazed, for what Jesus said had been proven to be true. The kingdom of God had come near. Brothers and sisters, our time in this COVID wilderness will soon end. Not this month or next month, but it will end. Some of you have already been vaccinated. I'm on 2 waiting lists. And in my mind's eye, I see Dick Libby standing at my side. And I see Herb Fowler walking strong and proud up the center aisle of St. Anne's. I can see him joining all of you at the altar rail to once again receive the body of Christ. And oh, as the song says, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Yes, those days are coming. And as always, we have work to do. In the great litany, we pray to be strengthened with God's help and with God's grace to finally beat down Satan under our feet. And we pray that we continue to be empowered and inspired by the Holy Spirit so that by word and deed we may preach the best news that the world has ever heard. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come. Amen.